fertilise the leaf.
Hence the name.
The eggs are laid on the leaf, attached to the leaf. Caterpillar hatches out. It eats the leaf, the outside of the leaf, and leaves it looking like a skeleton, and or eats sections of the leaf. The leaf then dies and falls to the ground. They predominantly eat the mature leaves, so you'll start to see now where the jarrah and the marri trees are shooting new leaves on the top of their crowns. At the moment, the caterpillar's not eating those.
Hmm. Just jarrah and marri?
Yes, at the moment, just jarrah and marri. It's quite noticeable. There's no impact on the carry forest down here.
Mm. I noticed you mentioned the infestation last time was from 82 to 88, did you say?
Yes.
That's a long time to put up with them. Is it likely that they'll be around for as long this time?
Well, as I say, it's dependent very much on the type of winter we have and also what sort of parasites and can get into it. There is some evidence at the moment that there is a parasite becoming quite dominant across the population of caterpillars, and that will also have an effect. The infestation from 1982 to 88, it wasn't severe like it is now for the whole 6 years.
Right.
They are actually in the forest every year.
Right.
I mean, it's not as if they disappear and then all of a sudden flare up like this. They actually exist all the time. It's just that they've had an opportunity to breed much larger population.
What is its natural predator, do you know?
There is some parasites and a couple of other insects that predate on them.
The birds don't like them?
I doubt with a hairy type of animal that it is that birds would be all that fond of them.
fair enough. So it's just a matter of being patient and hopefully the winter conditions. What, a wettish winter would get rid of them or would subdue them?
A cold, wet winter would have the most significant impact of knocking the population down.